back in action.
What a day.
A slight problem with my shoulder. I got away without anything. So lucky. But I can definitely feel how this emotional day got me thinking and exhausted me. I came to the office for just a couple meetings, cancelled everything else, and now headed home to my parents' place together with Elena. Just enjoy the evening and celebrate that I'm still here. Could have ended pretty badly. So I think so many more things that went right today than what went wrong. I had a bunch of guardian angels today on duty. We're all just very glad to be alive. I'll use this as a reminder to just be really, really grateful for every day that I'm here. Make the most out of every day, because it can just end so quickly. What happened was I was driving downhill. There was a car in front of me. There was a tractor with a large bucket or scoop standing next to the street. It was driving into the left lane. We were coming on the right lane. He saw the car in front of me. He stopped, let that car pass. I thought because he saw that car, he'd probably see me as well. So I kept going, and at the last moment, the tractor made a sharp right turn, and that's when the front loader, the shovel, veered over into the right lane on which I was coming. Suddenly, it was in my face. It was coming from here, straight at my face. Tried to get away from it, but also saw that side of the street was quite steep, so I couldn't go all the way right. And it was probably more instinctive than anything. Next thing I know is a few moments later, I come to a halt. The car on the left side is more like a convertible. Shovel, or this bucket, had cut through the front window, taken out all of the left window, taken out the front pole and the back pole, even cut the belt that I was wearing. So it must have gone right through here, just a few centimeters away from my face. So definitely not the episode that I had planned for today or what I wanted to talk about today, but life happens. I'm just so glad to be alive and no one got hurt. The car is totaled, but just glad it was not my time yet. So now I'm headed to my parents' place to have a nice barbecue and just enjoy the time together. And then tomorrow is a special day. It's a holiday here, but it's also Fabian's bachelor party. He doesn't know where we're going. Most of the guys who are coming don't know either. So I'm gonna have a bit of fun with them and surprise them with a lot of the schedule, and starting with where we're going. Wherever you are, be safe. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.